Everything's in place and we're ready. The only thing I would ask everybody in Northern Virginia is please stay off the roads. Most of our schools are closed. Just stay off the roads. Let them clear the roads. And then, as you know, Max, next week we're going to be back in the 40s. We got these roads clean. We'll be back up as soon as possible and people can get back to work and doing what they need to do.
On Wednesday night, a lot of people had 6, 7, 8 hour commutes with just an inch of snow. What can you say to them who may not believe how ready we are?
Well, you know, listen, we deployed 500 pieces of equipment to Northern Virginia. We put down rock salt. We didn't do the salt brine. We were concerned. The Northern Virginia transportation folks were concerned that would freeze. So, you know, we had pieces of equipment up there. This is going to be a little bit different. That was a lot of ice. This is going to be snow and heavy snow. Pre-treatments are done. That's what they've been doing all night and today. Now we're actually going to get into the process of actually plowing this snow. And that's my biggest concern is people abandoning cars and, you know, it inhibits our ability for our plows to work. That's why if you don't have to go out, just don't go out. And as I say, by Sunday evening, this is going to be over. We're going to head back into the 40s. So listen, we'll get it clean. We're going to do it very fast. They like to have all of the roads open and moving by 48 hours. I tell my VDOT team, I like 12, but they say we need 48 for a storm of this magnitude. But we got everybody. We got the equipment. We have probably 650,000 tons of salt. We've got about 2 million gallons of liquid salt. So we have the equipment. We have all the chemicals that we need. We have, as I say now, 9,500 personnel deployed. We're going up to 700 guards folks on the streets. We're fully deployed. We're ready to go. And the utilities, there's 60 teams have come into Virginia from around the country to help Dominion Power. We do know there's going to be power lines down. Hampton Roads is going to see rain, high winds. They're not going to most likely see any significant snow. So we repositioned all of our big equipment out of that region and moved it up to the I-81 corridor in Northern Virginia. Right now, Southwest Virginia is already under snow. In just a couple hours, they've had 7 inches of snow just in Washington County.
Governor, on the power outages, what are you hearing from Dominion and the other power companies? How long should we be prepared to be without power, and what can you do to help them get things back on?
Well, right now, and listen, we've stood up our emergency operations center. You know, lived in Northern Virginia for almost 25 years. 2 to 3 feet of snow in Northern Virginia. I can tell you, as a longtime resident of Old Dominion Drive, there are a lot of trees. We're going to have power outages. And as I say, we've requested folks to come in from around the country. They are here. They're ready. And we're ready to move at a moment's notice.
Does it help or hurt that this is the first storm of the year all the way in the end of January?
I don't think it really matters to us. We're prepared. As I was just talking to I'm now in the Governor's Command Center in the Patrick Henry Building. We just had a meeting on this. It really doesn't matter to us. We're going to do whatever it takes. We're going to spend whatever it takes. People always ask me, what does it cost? It probably costs about $2 to $3 million an hour to do what we're doing right now. But to me, there is no cost in the sense that we're going to spend whatever it takes. Our budget, snow budget's about $202 million. We haven't used it yet, but it doesn't matter. I mean, there's not one request that's going to come in here that we are not going to authorize due to financial constraints. So, but, you know, they are $2 to $3 million an hour when we're fully deployed as we are right now. Money's not the issue. Keeping our community safe and getting the Commonwealth back up and running. Family lives go on, people back at school, and most importantly, getting the commerce of the Commonwealth moving again is top concern for us. 81, you're looking at 2 to 3 feet of snow on Interstate 81. 70,000 cars a day travel on Interstate 81. Obviously a top concern to keep that major artery open and moving.